come by fear and by doubt, that sometimes it's easy just to forget about all the good that's around us. One of my favorite stories in the New Testament is when Peter is walking on water. He's doing something that no one else has ever done before, except the Lord. He's walking on water. But yet he was so overcome with worry and fear that he began to sink. And sometimes I feel like that's how we are as we are trying to find our way in this world. We are doing something that not a lot of people have the opportunity to do. That is, well, they have the opportunity, they just choose not to do. That's follow Jesus Christ. That we have a Savior who has forgiven us of our sins. And we have a lot to be thankful for. But sometimes we let the world fill us with worry and fear and doubt. We live in a society that praises sin. That there is a devil that is ever present and real in our lives. And he's trying his hardest to turn our focus and attention away from God. And this morning, we're going to take some time to just refocus our attention back to God. Sometimes I think we just need to hit the reset button and remember the good that God has given us. The talks you'll hear this morning are going to come straight from the Scripture. My comments will be very few, but the words will come from the Bible. They will all be moments of honor and praise that come after moments of distress or in moments of uncertainty, but they were still able to look back to God and honor and praise God. The songs we'll sing this morning will all be songs of honor and praise to our Heavenly Father. Because it's in the midst of a dark and sinful world that we need to remember we can rejoice knowing that we have an amazing God to carry us through. The first reading this morning is going to come from the book of Exodus. The book of Exodus in chapter 15, the children of Israel had just had one of the most heart-wrenching moments, I think, in all of Scripture. They had Pharaoh pursuing them after they had just left the land of Egypt. Their backs on one side were to the mountains, their backs on the other side were to the waters of the Red Sea, and Pharaoh was closing in. And as they watched the Red Sea part, and as they passed through on dry ground, and I'm sure in just a moment's notice as the final Israelites pass through the Red Sea and they turn around to look back and see how close Pharaoh is charging in on them, they watch the waters close up and swallow the chariots and the Egyptians that were pursuing them. It says in verse 15, "Then Moses and the children of Israel sang this song to the Lord and spoke, saying, 'I will sing to the Lord, for He has triumphed gloriously. The horse and its rider He has thrown into the sea. The Lord is my strength and song, and He has become my salvation. He is my God, and I will praise Him. My father's God, and I will exalt Him. The Lord is a man of war. The Lord is His name. Pharaoh's chariots and his army He cast into the sea. His chosen captains also are drowned in the Red Sea. The depths have covered them. They sank to the bottom like a stone. Your right hand, O Lord, has become glorious in power. Your right hand, O Lord, has dashed the enemy in pieces. And in the greatness of your excellence, you have overthrown those who rose against you. You sent forth your wrath. It consumed them like stubble. And with the blast of your nostrils, the waters were gathered together. The flood stood upright like a heap. The depths congealed in the heart of the sea. The enemy said, I will pursue, I will overtake, I will divide the spoil. My desire shall be satisfied on them. I will draw my sword, my hand shall destroy them. But you blew with your wind, and the sea covered them. They sank like lead in the mighty waters. Who is like you, O Lord, among the gods? Who is like you, glorious in holiness? Fearful in praises, doing wonders. You stretched out your hand, the earth swallowed them. You in your mercy have led forth the people whom you have redeemed. You have guided them in your strength to your holy habitation. The people will hear and be afraid. Sorrow will take hold of the inhabitants of Philistia. The chiefs of Edom will be dismayed. The mighty men of Moab, trembling, will take hold of them. And all the inhabitants of Canaan will melt away. Fear and dread will fall on them. By the greatness of your arm, they will be as still as a stone till your people pass over, O Lord, till the people pass over whom you have purchased. You will bring them in and plant them in the mountain of your inheritance, in the place, O Lord, which you have made for your own dwelling, the sanctuary, O Lord, which your hands have established. The Lord shall reign forever and ever. Sometimes we're like the Israelites. Our backs are to a wall. Hope is lost. But the Lord will reign forever and ever. As Moses said, He's leading us to a mountain of inheritance. He's leading us somewhere of no sorrow, no pain. And for that, we need to honor and praise Him. We're going to sing some songs right now. And when we sing these songs, this morning is about praise and honor and worship. And when we sing the song, Shout Hallelujah, let's shout hallelujah. When we sing the song, Our God, He is Alive, let's not sing it as a death march, but let's sing it like we are worshiping a God who is alive, a God who was and is to come. When we sing Highly Exalted, let's sing to our God who is still sitting on His throne, exalted above every other. Let's sing these songs and remember the praise that we are to give our God.
Let's go ahead and stand for these next two songs.
Shout hallelujah, shout hallelujah, shout hallelujah unto the Lord. Shout hallelujah, shout hallelujah, shout hallelujah unto the Lord. Sing aloud to God, let the people shout before His throne. Hallelujah, sing aloud to God, make a joyful noise unto the Lord. Shout hallelujah, shout hallelujah, shout hallelujah unto the Lord. Shout hallelujah, shout hallelujah, shout hallelujah unto the Lord. From the ends of the earth, from the depths of the sea, let all creation praise His name. From the ends of the earth, from the depths of the sea, let all creation praise His name. Shout hallelujah, shout hallelujah, shout hallelujah unto the Lord. Shout hallelujah, shout hallelujah, shout hallelujah unto the Lord. From the ends of the earth, from the depths of the sea, let all creation praise His name. From the ends of the earth, from the depths of the sea, let all creation praise His name. Shout hallelujah, shout hallelujah, shout hallelujah unto the Lord. Shout hallelujah, shout hallelujah, shout hallelujah unto the Lord. Shout hallelujah, shout hallelujah, shout hallelujah, shout hallelujah unto the Lord.
Our God, He is alive.
No, do mi so. There is beyond the azure blue a God concealed from human sight. He tints His skies with heavenly hue and framed the world with His great might. There is a God, He is alive. In Him we live and we survive. From dust or dawn, created man. He is our God, the great I am. Secure is life from mortal mind. God holds a germ within His hand. Though men may search, they cannot find, for God alone does understand. There is a God, He is alive. In Him we live and we survive. To give, that He from sin might set man free, and evermore with Him could live. There is a God, He is alive. In Him we live and we survive. From dust our God created man.
Our next song is going to be highly exalted, and if you would remember, we sing the verse, same words through 2.5 times, but then there is a different ending on the last few notes of the half verse. No, You were despised, You were rejected, Lord, those who passed by even averted their gaze from the sight. Such was the suffering You bore for us. Led like a lamb to the slaughter, You spoke not a word, but chose to be silent, though You did no wrong, nor was deceitfulness found in You. Yet by Your wounds our salvation has come, yet by Your suffering our freedom is won. For God has highly exalted Your name. He has enthroned You on high. Jesus, the name above all names. God has highly exalted Your name. He has enthroned You on high. Jesus, the name above all names. You were despised, You were rejected, or those who passed by even averted their gaze from the sight. Such was the suffering You bore for us. Led like a lamb to the slaughter, You spoke not a word, but chose to be silent, though You did no wrong, nor was deceitfulness found in you. Yet by your wounds our salvation hath come, yet by your suffering our freedom is won. For God has highly exalted your name. He has enthroned you on high. Jesus, the name above all names. For God has highly exalted your name. He has enthroned you on high. Jesus, the name above all names. You were despised, you were rejected. Those who passed by even averted gaze from the sight. Such was the suffering you bore for us.
Let's bow together. Our Father in heaven, we're so thankful that we can be here today, Father, and we know that there are rulers and leaders on this earth, Father, that today if we wanted access to those rulers, those leaders, those men of power, that we couldn't even get there, Father, that we would be fortunate if we ever had a moment to even speak a word to one of these men, Father, but yet you are the creator of this universe and spoke this world into existence, Father, and yet you give us access to you every day. You give us access to you this morning, that we can come to you in prayer. And Father, we're so thankful for that. We're so thankful that you hear us and that you offer us this way, Father, that we can speak to you and that we can tell you what's on our hearts and that we can offer thanks to you, Father, and we do that today. We're thankful for these songs that we've sung. We're thankful for this time in the week that we can come out and that we can give praise to you, Father, and just be reminded of what you are in our lives, what you should be in our lives, Father, and what we should dedicate to you each day. Help us to do that, Lord. Help us to put away those things that bring us down on this earth, things that consume us that are only temporal, Father, that won't last. And help us to focus our minds and our thoughts and our energy on eternity, Father. Father, we're here today mindful of those that need our prayers, especially at this time. And again, reminded of how thankful we are that we can put our cares and concerns and petitions at the foot of your throne, Father, and that you hear us. Father, we know that there are here those here among us, Father, that we love, that are struggling with health problems and with diagnoses that they've received, Father, those that are still searching for answers. We just pray that you'll be beside those. Be with Philip Christopher, Father. Help us to lift him up. Our prayers are with him, Father. We pray that you'll be with those doctors that attend to him. Be with Bobby Bullington, Father, and as he searches for answers, we just pray that you'll give him those answers that they seek, Father, that you'll give doctors wisdom to have insights into things of the human body, Father, that they can find answers that he needs. We pray that you'll continue to be with Billy Woodward, Father. Now, what a struggle they've had. We just help them to know our prayers are with them, Father, and we just pray that you'll continue to lift he and Peggy up, Father, and their family. Father, continue to be with Emily Tanksley as she's recovering from giving birth to twins, and we're so thankful for them, Father. We're thankful for the births of other babies that we've had in this congregation and for new additions to our families. And we're just thankful, Father. We know there are so many others that we should pray for that have been sick and have illnesses, Father, and you know who they are. You know that they're on our hearts. We just pray that you'll continue to be with them, those that are recovering, those that are trying to get better day by day, Father. We just pray that you'll be with them and continue to give them the strength that they seek. Father, we know that we have those among us that are away for extended periods of time that we know want to be here with us, Father, and we're mindful of them and their families. We pray that you'll be with Johnny Saravia and his family, Father, and that you'll be with Tobin Butler as he's in a difficult place, Father, and we're so thankful for men that put themselves in harm's way to preserve freedoms that we enjoy this morning. We just pray that we never take that for granted. Father, be with us all. We're at different stages of life here in this congregation, and it's wonderful that we can be among each other and that we can encourage and strengthen each other. And you've blessed us with so many children here in this congregation, Father, of all ages, from the small ones that we enjoy interacting with and watching to grow, Father, to those that are our teens and our young adults, our college age. And there's so many here, Father, that are parents to all of these. And it can be hard, Father, and we just pray that you'll be with us as parents, that we counsel these children, these wonderful blessings that you've given us, that we offer counsel to them and guidance to them, but Father, in a way that they know that we love them, that we seek relationships with them, and that we only want what's best for them, and we want them to grow up to be what you've made them to be, Father. And we just pray that you'll be with us through all these stages, that we'll love the gifts that you've given us, Father, and that we'll cherish that, and that we'll just look to you for wisdom, and that we'll encourage one another in this endeavor. Father, we're thankful for those here that are at other stages of life, those that are older, that still encourage us by their presence and by their desire to serve you, by their desire to encourage us, Father, in our daily walks, and that offer us wisdom and advice, and it's so welcomed. And we're so thankful for these people, Father, that have so much to offer us in terms of insight and life experiences. And we just pray that we'll all seek that in them. And we're thankful for them, Father. We pray that you'll continue to grant these individuals and our family here long and extended lives of service to you. And we're thankful for what they've already given. We're so thankful for your son, Father, as we've sung this morning. What an amazing story. And that Jesus would choose the path that he chose, that he would choose to be despised and rejected and afflicted, and to be among those that were downtrodden, and to be among those that people would look past, that they would avert their eyes to him, Father, as he suffered. That someone would choose that's the King of glory, and yet he would choose that humble state of life and that humble and brutal death that he gave for us. We're humbled. Father, we don't know what else to say to you for that, but thank you. Thank you for that sacrifice. Help us to honor Jesus. Help him to be the Lord of our lives and the Savior that we walk with each day, Father. Help us to serve him better. Help us to be more of what you want us to be, Father. That we can just bring a small amount of glory back to you, Father, that gives thanks for all that you've done for us in our lives. Continue to be with us this morning. Continue to help us to praise you, and we're thankful for the ability to praise you today, Lord. And again, we're so thankful for Jesus and for your mercy and for the grace that you've given us through him. It's in his name that we pray today. Amen.
We've all received news at some point in our life that might not be the best news. Or maybe it's good news, but somewhere in that good news, we know that there's going to be difficulties along the way. Can't help but to think of Mary when she found out she was going to be the mother of our Savior. She was a betrothed woman, but not a married woman. And now she would be a pregnant woman. And what a blessing it was to be blessed among all women, is what the angel told her. To be chosen to carry our Lord and Savior, the Son of God. But also what a curse at the same time. To know the questions and the rumors and the heartache that would go along with carrying that Savior. The heartache knowing that one day she would have to watch him die on the cross. Watch him leave. And yet she was still able, as she was piecing these puzzle pieces together, to find some way to praise God. She says in Luke chapter 1, starting in verse 46, "My soul magnifies the Lord, and my spirit has rejoiced in God, my Savior. For he has regarded the lowly state of his maidservant. For behold, henceforth all generations will call me blessed. For he who is mighty has done great things for me, and holy is his name. And his mercy is on those who fear him from generation to generation. He has shown strength with his arm. He has scattered the proud in the imagination of their hearts. He has put down the mighty from their thrones and exalted the lowly. He has filled the hungry with good things, and the rich he has sent away empty. He has helped his servant Israel in remembrance of his mercy, as he spoke to our fathers, to Abraham, and to his seed forever." You know, sometimes we get some news that might not be the best news, but sometimes we get some news that is good news. And in the good and bad times, do we always turn our praise back to God? Do we remember who is the giver of all good things? Do we remember who is really in charge? In just a moment, we're going to sing the words of this song, a song called Magnificat. I want us to think about, does my soul magnify the Lord? Does my spirit rejoice in God, my Savior? As we sing this next round of songs, let's not forget that even as Job said, should we accept the good from God and not the bad? Shouldn't we bless God in all different aspects of life? Even when roads might be tough, shouldn't we continue to bless God and to let our soul magnify the Lord? Let's sing these songs and let's shout hallelujah and sing praises to our God.
Our next song will be All to Us. No precious cornerstone, sure foundation, you are faithful to the end. We are waiting on you, Jesus. We believe you're all to us. Only Son of God, sent from heaven, hope and mercy at the cross. You are everything, you're the promise. Jesus, you are all to us. Let the glory of your name be the passion of the church. Let the righteousness of God be a holy flame that burns. Let the saving love of Christ be the measure of our lives. We believe you're all to us. When this passing world is over, we will see you face to face, and forever we will worship Jesus. You are all to us. Let the glory of your name be the passion of the church. Let the righteousness of God be a holy flame that burns. Let the saving love of Christ be the measure of our life. We believe you're all to us. You're all to us. You're all to us. You're all to us. Jesus, you are all to us. Let the glory of your name be the passion of the church. Let the righteousness of God be a holy flame that burns. Let the saving love of Christ be the measure of our life. We believe you're all to us. We believe you're all to us. Amen. Our next song is Magnificat. Remember, the parts are stacked in different orders on this song. sopranos. My soul magnifies the Lord. My spirit rejoices in God, my Savior. My soul magnifies the Lord. My spirit rejoices in God. My soul magnifies the Lord. My spirit rejoices in God. My Savior, my soul magnifies the Lord. My spirit rejoices in God. My soul magnifies the Lord. My spirit rejoices in God, my Savior, my soul magnifies the Lord. My spirit rejoices in God. Oh, magnify the mighty, mighty, my God, the Lord has done great things. God alone is worthy, worthy. Holy is His name. My soul magnifies the Lord. My spirit rejoices in God, my Savior. My soul magnifies the Lord. My spirit rejoices in God. My soul magnifies the Lord. My spirit rejoices in God, my Savior. My soul magnifies the Lord. My spirit rejoices in God.
Joyful, joyful, we adore thee.
Do, do, mi. Joyful, joyful, we adore thee, God of glory, Lord of love. Hearts unfold like flowers before thee, opening to the sun above. Melt the clouds of sin and sadness, drive the dark of doubt away. Giver of immortal gladness, fill us with the light of day. All thy works with joy surround thee, earth and heaven reflect thy rays. Stars and angels sing around thee, center of unbroken praise. Field and forest, vale and mountain, flowery meadow, flashing sea, chanting bird and flowing fountain, call us to rejoice in thee. Thou art giving and forgiving, ever blessing, ever blessed. Wellspring of the joy of living, ocean depth of happy rest. Thou art Father Christ. to the joy divine. Mortals, join the mighty chorus which the morning stars began. Father, love is reigning o'er us. Brother, love binds man to man. Ever singing, march we onward, victors in the midst of strife. Joyful music leads us onward in the triumph song of life.
Let's go to our Heavenly Father in prayer. Father, we honor and we praise Thee. We know as we see the surroundings of this universe that You are the creator of the universe and You are all-powerful. We're so grateful that we can call You our Father. As we look out and we see the stars at night, we realize that they couldn't have just happened. There are those that believe it just happened, Father, but we know that You created it. As we look out in our daily lives and we see the trees and how they're turning green at this time of the year, and in the grass and the flowers blooming, Father, and the rain falling, we realize that this could not just happen. It was created by an all-powerful God who has shown us the organization of things, who has been merciful to us, who has given His Son for us. And Father, we're so grateful for the many blessings that You have bestowed upon us. The physical blessings that we have, all of those things that we see with our eyes and hear with our ears, and with the people that we can love, Father, and the people that love us, Father, we're mindful of all of them. Father, we know that there are some that couldn't be with us this morning, and we pray for them, whether it's for sickness or whether it's for spiritual sickness. We pray for them, Father. We pray that they will be restored. Father, there have been some that have been mentioned already this morning that need our prayers, and we want to mention them again. Billy Woodward and Philip Christopher and Bobby Bulletin, we pray for them, Father. We pray that those that are ministering to them will be successful, and we pray for improved health for them. We also pray for Cole Medcalf as he was in an accident yesterday evening. We pray for him, and we pray for him to completely recover, Father. We're also mindful of those that are away, and we have a number that are away, but especially we pray for Tobin Butler and Johnny Saravia. They're away from their families, Father, and they need our prayers, and their families need our prayers, Father, and we pray for them, and help us each to remember them and to pray for them and to remember their families, Father. We're so grateful, Father, that we can gather here this morning, sing praises to Your name. We pray, Father, that each of us will think about the words as we continue our singing. The words are so wonderful, Father. The music is great. But we want to praise You, Father. We know that that's the intent for us being here. Also, later on in the service, Father, we will remember Your Son and the sacrifice that He made for us. We're so grateful for that. We know that without His sacrifice, we could not have a chance for eternal life. It is only through Him that we have a chance for eternal life. We're grateful for that, Father, and we pray as we go on through this service, that each of us will focus on the things that we're singing, focus on the prayers, focus on the words that are said, and focus on the Lord's Supper as we partake of it. Father, we ask that you bless this congregation here and bless each family represented here. Help us, Father, to daily remember who we are and remember whose we are. Help us, Father, as we strive through our daily lives to be a light to others. We know sometimes it's difficult, Father. Each of us does things or says things that we shouldn't, and we pray forgiveness for those sins, Father. And we're grateful, Father, for your mercy and your grace. We know that that is necessary for us, and we're so grateful for that. We pray, Father, for Kevin and his family as they work with us here. We pray for continued encouragement for him and for each of us, Father, as we strive to serve you. In thy Son's name we pray. Amen.
Jesus took a few of his apostles as he went to go pray in the garden. And as he went to go pray, he left three there and he walked a little farther. And after an hour's time, he came back and they were sleeping. They were tired. We're about an hour in. We're probably getting tired. Our voices are probably tired. It's still morning. Maybe you didn't get enough coffee. But I want you to listen to what this psalmist has to say. He says, "Praise the Lord, for it is good to sing praises to our God. For it is pleasant and praise is beautiful." I want to repeat that before I read the rest of the psalm. Praise the Lord, for it is good to sing praises to our God. For it is pleasant and praise is beautiful. The Lord builds up Jerusalem. He gathers together the outcasts of Israel. He heals the brokenhearted and binds up their wounds. He counts the number of the stars and he calls them all by name. Great is our Lord and mighty in power. His understanding is infinite. The Lord lifts up the humble. He casts the wicked down to the ground. Sing to the Lord with thanksgiving. Sing praises on the harp to our God, who covers the heavens with clouds, who prepares rain for the earth, who makes grass to grow on the mountains. He gives to the beast its food and to the young ravens that cry. He does not delight in the strength of the horse. He takes no pleasure in the legs of a man. The Lord takes pleasure in those who fear him, in those who hope in his mercy. Praise the Lord, O Jerusalem. Praise your God, O Zion, for he has strengthened the bars of your gates. He has blessed your children within you. He makes peace in your borders and fills you with the finest wheat. He sends out his command to the earth. His word runs very swiftly. He gives snow like wool. He scatters the frost like ashes. He casts out the hail like morsels. Who can stand before his cold? He sends out his word and melts them. He causes his wind to blow and the waters to flow. He declares his word to Jacob, his statutes and his judgments to Israel. He has not dealt thus with any nation, and as for his judgments, they have not known him. Praise the Lord. We have a lot to be thankful for. And God has done so much for his people. He prepares the heavens with the clouds, and he prepares rain for the earth. He makes the grass to grow. Sometimes it's those simple things that we forget come from God. God makes us stronger. He makes us wiser. But most of all, he saved us by sending his Son to die for us. I know we're getting tired. We're looking forward to the end of the service where we can go home and get lunch and rest. But praise the Lord. It's good to sing praises to our God, for it is pleasant and praise is beautiful. Let's sing a few more songs.
Song is stronger. No soul, there is love that came for us, humble to a sinner's cross. You broke my shame and sinfulness. You rose again, victorious. Faithfulness none can deny. Through the storm and through the fire, there is truth that set me free. Jesus Christ, who lives in me. You are stronger, you are stronger. Sin has broken, you have saved me. It is written, Christ is risen. Jesus, you are Lord of all. No beginning and no end. You're my hope and my defense. You came to seek and save the lost. You paid it all upon the cross. You are stronger, you are stronger. Sin is broken, you have saved me. It is written, Christ is risen. Jesus, you are Lord of all. You are stronger, you are stronger. Sin is broken, you have saved me. It is written, Christ is risen. Jesus, you are Lord of all. Jesus, you are Lord of all. Amen.
Lord, I need you.
Lord, I confess, bowing here, I find my rest, and without you, I fall apart. You're the one that guides my heart. Lord, I need sin runs deep, your grace is more. Where grace is found is where you are. And where you are, Lord, I am free. Holiness is Christ in me. Where you Lord, I am free. Holiness is Christ in me. Lord, I need you. Oh, I need you. Every hour I need you. My one defense, my righteousness, oh God, how I need you. So teach my song to rise to you.
when temptation comes my way. And when I cannot stand, I'll fall on you. Jesus, you're my hope and say. And when I cannot stand, I'll fall on you. Jesus, you're my hope and say. Lord, I need you.
Before we partake in the Lord's Supper, will be King of my life, I crown thee now. Lead me to Calvary. We'll sing all first three verses regular. On the last verse, we're going to slow it down a little bit and sing a little bit louder.
No, no, me, King of my life, I crown thee now. Thine shall the glory be, lest I forget thy thorn-crowned brow. Lead me to Calvary, lest I forget Gethsemane, lest I forget tomb where thou wast laid, tenderly mourned and wept. Angels in robes of light arrayed, guardest thee whilst thou slept. Lest I forget Gethsemane, lest I forget thine agony. Like Mary through the gloom, come with a gift to thee. Show to me now the empty tomb, lead me to Calvary. Lest I forget Gethsemane, lest I forget thine agony. Calvary, may I be willing, Lord, to bear daily my cross for thee, even thy cup of grief to share. Thou hast poured all for me. Forget Gethsemane, lest I forget thine agony, lest I forget thy love for me. Lead me to Calvary.
Greater love has no one than this, to lay down one's life for his friends. John 15 and verse 13.
I believe this passage is among the most profound in all the Scriptures. Here we see Jesus foreshadowing his coming sacrifice to his disciples, yet at this time they do not fully grasp what it was he was trying to convey. The laying down of one's life for his friends is a profound act in that one seeks to accomplish making life better for those that he loves. For example, we are thankful for the many men and women who have sacrificed their lives and their all for our nation that we may be able to live free and assemble here. I'd like to share a quick story this morning as we prepare our minds for the Lord's Supper. It, too, is a story of sacrifice. During the years of 1910 to 1912, British Royal Navy officer Robert Falcon Scott led an Antarctic expedition of men in what was to be called the Terra Nova Expedition. Their task was to become the first to reach the South Pole, thus securing honor for the British Empire. They would be competing alongside another expedition led by Norwegian Roald Amundsen. However, Scott's endeavor did not prove as successful as he had hoped. Poor planning, poor leadership, and a series of setbacks plagued the expedition pretty much from the start. By the time Scott and his men had reached the pole, they found a note inside a tent awaiting them informing that the other group had beaten them by nearly 5 weeks. Heartbroken by the news and exhausted by the journey and the harsh climate, his expedition began their 800-mile journey home on January 19, 1912. They were short on supplies and ill-prepared. One of the five men in the party soon died from a fall while the health of the others began to deteriorate. One of the team members, Lawrence Oates, had developed a severe case of frostbite and scurvy. He could barely walk, and he tried to convince his companions to abandon him on more than one occasion so that they could pick up their pace, but his teammates refused to abandon him. On March 16th of 1912, Lawrence Oates got up from their tent, and he walked out into a blizzard. According to the diary Scott kept, Oates' last words were, "I'm going outside. I may be some time." His body was never recovered. Unfortunately, his act of sacrifice for his friends was in vain. On the 19th of March, the remaining team members made their final camp due to a fierce blizzard halting any further progress. For the next 9 days, their supplies ran out as the storm strengthened. The bodies of Scott and his remaining companions were found frozen in their tents 8 months later. They were just 11 miles shy of help after completing over 400 miles of trekking. While Lawrence Oates' attempt to give his companions a chance to survive by laying down his life is an admirable gesture, it accomplished nothing. By contrast, the emblems we have represented here on this table of the sacrifice of our Lord and Savior accomplished everything. His sacrifice offers mercy on our behalf. He made the unattainable attainable. Our entire purpose is represented in this supper. As we approach this table, I want to encourage all of us to be mindful of this sacrifice and what it means for us, a greater love. I'm also reminded of the tax collector in Luke 18 who humbled himself before God. May we each likewise examine ourselves before we partake of this supper so that we may do so in spirit and in truth. Let us pray. Our Father in heaven, we're so thankful for your Son and the sacrifice that he made, the love that he showed for us in that act and that selfless sacrifice, Father. We pray for this bread that represents his body, that all who may partake of it may do so in a manner that is well-pleasing in your sight. It's in your Son's name that we pray. Amen. The other men come forward.
Heavenly Father, we thank Thee for Your Son and for Your willingness to let Him die upon the cross. Not that He just died, but He suffered greatly on the cross. And we're thankful, Father, as we partake of this fruit of the vine that represents the blood that He shed on that day. We're so grateful for what He did for us, that He made it possible that we might go to heaven when we leave this life. Thank You, Father, and please forgive our sins, for it is in Christ's name.